Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Hey guys. Well,
hello, hello, hello.
Good morning on this brisky end of November morning, huh, Reese?
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's a little chilly out here, but if anyone is listening to this in the Midwest, I saw pictures of some of those cars and trucks and telephone lines covered in ice. Maybe it's not so bad here, huh?
Well, they're saying that the East Coast is having high temperatures, and the Midwest is having low temperatures, and we're having kind of low temperatures. But today the East Coast is having some of its warmest Novembers, like in the top three, all over the East Coast.
Crazy weather. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's global warming or not, but I know that it's cold in L.A. for me. I've been freezing. My dog has been wearing his pajamas every night. He has fleece pajamas.
That's smart. That's smart. Yeah, we're looking for something like that for our dog. But, you know, it's going back and forth, but I just heard a report that some of these top scientists are saying we're actually due for a really cold spell. And I'm not just talking about some cold weather. They're talking about global cooling of the everything. So it kind of goes back and forth. A lot of different opinions on all this. But all I know is it's really not too bad out here. I mean, I still appreciate the weather out in California. But,
I wouldn't live anywhere else. I tell people all the time, even with the traffic, although the traffic is going to be the thing that makes me move. Even with the traffic, I'm here in L.A. But that's our hot topics here.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. I went and saw it over the holiday weekend. It was I saw it in the big screen, and it just, to me, it wasn't worth paying the extra money to see the big screen. But if you're a Hunger Games fan, you'll enjoy The Hunger Games, The Mockingjay Part 2. It ties everything up in a nice little bow if you're following the saga. It stars all of the usual people, Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson, Liam Hemsworth, and they do a Hunger Games, but it's my favorite is still the first Hunger Games. I don't care what anybody says. I think that one was the best. I actually even came home and watched the first episode of Hunger Games because I thought it was actually the best, and even after reviewing it, I still think it's the best. But we do have the people that we've come to love to hate in this saga also still in it. Donald Sutherland made an appearance. Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think this might have been one of his last performances. All the cast members are there. Stanley Tucci even makes a very brief, he was one of my favorite characters in The Hunger Games. He makes a very brief appearance, but everybody's there. All the ends get tied up in a nice little bow, so it does have a conclusion. I do absolutely recommend it if you're a Hunger Games fan. If you haven't seen the other ones, I'd say see the other ones on pay-per-view or something, because it's not going to make a whole lot of sense if you don't know the saga of what's going on. But it is making money hand over fist. It's still not catching up with Mockingjay Part 1, but it's making millions of dollars, and it's a fun time at the movies. So if you want to go to the movies this weekend, go see Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. And your hot topic.
Well, the only Hunger Games that come to mind is I just can't help but thinking of a restaurant and playing a board game. I don't know. But anyway, health health tips and tricks for you guys. I'm going to share an article I found in the Rochester Medical Center, the top 10 most common health issues for retirees. Research shows that staying physically active can, well, of course, help prevent and delay certain diseases, including some kind, you know, different types of cancers, heart diseases, depression, improved moods, and the list goes on and on. Here's the top 10 most common health issues. Of course, physical activity and nutrition, or lack of. Overweight obesity increases your chance of dying from hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and more. So try to keep the weight down. Research the health problems, okay? Look into, you know, just do your research on being overweight. There's a lot that comes with that. It just opens the door to a lot of problems. Tobacco is in there at number 3, a single greatest preventative cause of illness and premature death in the U.S. is tobacco. Number 4 is substance abuse, drugs, and alcohol. See, with seniors, and we covered this in previous shows, they're taking more medications. And if you're doing that along with drinking, this can cause some problems. So, you know, you have to do your research on that, too, if you're going to have a drink. Okay, you have HIV/AIDS and the issues that, there's a variety of diseases that just come along with age. And then you have
mental. You know, Jim, that seniors are one of the highest rising populations of contracting HIV and AIDS?
HIV/AIDS from 50 years old up, yeah. I'm going to have a whole separate section on disease and seniors and so on. But there's just so much I can't squeeze it in my hot topic. Mental illness is number 6, dementia. But, you know, this is, we'll have more on the dementia issue because these are really big issues for people our age and memory loss and so on. It's, and remember, dementia isn't necessarily a memory loss situation. These are separate. We'll go over that later. 7 is injury and violence. Slipping and falling and being mugged, being a senior. And then number 8 is environmental quality. And 9 is immunization. Influenza and pneumonia are among the top 10 causes of death for adults. So the immunization issue. And number 10, access to health care. Okay, a lot of seniors don't monitor their health. And things come along and they don't keep track and keep up with it. So, you know, our basic recap, Britha, and we know this, is getting enough sleep, having a healthy diet, exercise, and take some time. Basically, they say it's very important to get a little meditation and yoga in there. But
absolutely. You got to do all of those things to stay healthy and to stay fit and to grow even older. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to easywaybroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. easywaybroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit easywaybroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. And, Ritha, we have a very special guest on today and talking about cutting edge and motivational. And, you know, it's just a new world today. And this young man is right on the cutting edge of all this. And
he's a man after all, after my own heart, into all of the technology Manny Lopez. How
Manny
are you
Lopez
doing?
And the App Man. Manny, are you out with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Manny. Hello,
yeah.
Manny. Well, Manny, this is Aretha Gray. With she was on Betty White's Off Their Rocker. Aretha, this is Manny Lopez, and you know me, Manny. I'm Jim. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, Manny, now, tell us what's new and exciting in the app world.
You're really making a ripple here. Tell us what's going on. You're making a wave.
Sure. I'm really focused right now in teaching business professionals how to use systems of automation to generate more leads and to grow their network of influence. And apps right now are very key to that because of the exclusivity that it offers as far as features and content and the ability to communicate to that network at a very, very high open rate. Email and social media on pages, they get somewhere between a 5 to 10% open rate within 24 hours versus text that has a 95% open rate within 90 seconds. And, you know, just that capability to communicate to your network instantaneously just drives a lot more value to what anything else is offering right now in the marketplace.
That's amazing. That's resourcing what you have and leveraging. Instead of having a certain situation where you get out 5 or 10%, this gets you out 90% faster. It's
exactly. So you're getting like an 8 times better response. If you just look at it from pure numbers, you know, let's say you have a network of 1,000 people on your email list or on your Facebook likes. You know, you put out an update. Let's say, hey, I got a free ebook for you guys to download. Click here to get it now, and that gives you, you know, their email opt-in. And if you send that through email and social media, you're getting a very, very small open rate versus text. If you have, let's say, 10 people, 100 people open that, you got a 10% open rate, okay? Or 20%, you got 200 people to open it out of 1,000. You know, like you're getting a very small amount of your network, but let's say you did that via text. You had 95% open. You had 950 people open that message within 90 seconds. I mean, just imagine how many people are going to respond now to that offer or drive traffic to that video or put people to that sales page or to that Eventbrite to purchase tickets to your upcoming events. I mean, it's just a very, very powerful way to put together any offers and provide value.
So how do you get a text to 1,000 people? I haven't figured that out. I can't do it through just regular text. How do I get it to my whole network?
You got to get these people to download your app. And the way we get people to download our apps is we offer exclusive value. Here's an example. I have an app called Custom Online Branding. That's my app. And I want people to download my app because it puts everything I'm doing online in one place. All the events that I'm going to be hosting or co-hosting or speaking at will be right there in its event section. I've got a free advertising platform that says, hey, you have a business? Go ahead and upload your business card or upload your flyer or share your website or your offer or your giveaway and just post it in this whole section where people can go and network online and chat literally in live, in real time. So they can post and they can reply. People can ask questions. It's a really cool way for you to have an exclusive online network for people to connect with. And it integrates through social media, so they don't have to go and create an account. They just go on their Facebook or their Twitter and log right in, and they can communicate in real time to other users that are posting in that section. Then we have
so
stuff like
–
go ahead.
Is that how the Easy Way app works?
The Easy Way app is going to have a lot of exclusive content. It's going to have ways for you to find out events. It's going to have special offers. It's going to have unique ways for you to connect – with Eric Zulli, the Easy Way team. And what I like about utilizing our app is, let's say, for example, you want to offer, you know, exclusive time with Eric. You go right into the app, and he can send out a text alert to everyone who's got the app, 95% will receive it in 90 seconds, and say, hey, guys, I'm in the chat live section for the next 30 minutes answering your questions or taking your insight. I'm going to get your business information. Maybe they're uploading their business cards or flyers, and he can use that to post on social media. It's just a way to provide very exclusive value that you can only get utilizing this type of technology. You can't do this on a website. You can't be able to have this type of ability to offer exclusive insight network, and the only way they can get access to this is to download the app. And by downloading the app, they agree to receive text alerts. They agree to receive communications. Now you have the ability to communicate with them without them having to give you any information. They don't have to fill out an online form. But now
wow.
you can access your device anytime you want.
This is changing times, huh, Manny?
That's why people are really grasping onto this technology once they hear really what it does, because everyone's been taught to do the same thing, build that email list and in social media. But you see how small the open rates are, and it's frustrating because, like, let's say you're on Facebook and you have your Facebook page. You go and post an update, and you're only getting 5% of your audience. And then right next to that number, Facebook says, hey, boost your post for $20, $30 or $50. And now you're spending money just to communicate to the network you probably spent money to get to your network. So it's like they're double dipping, and it's kind of sad because with technology the way it is now, you can just get them on your app, and our text platform lets you do as many times as you want. There's no cost to send out a text alert, and you're getting 95% open rate. There's really not a way you can compete with that.
Yeah,
now, does it text to the app or does it text directly to your phone?
It texts directly to the device that downloaded the app. So let's say they download the app to their iPhone, typically, or their Android device, their smartphone, their tablet. They download that app, and now we can communicate to that device. We even have a way in our platform to set up group messages to where, let's say you're a real estate agent, and you have listings and you want to promote open houses. You can have your own sections and say, hey, get text alerts on open houses, get text alerts on new listing, get text alerts on rate programs, get text alerts on real estate knowledge. You know, there's all kinds of cool stuff that you can do. And now with apps being geolocation-based, you can actually go ahead and geo-target. What's really cool for agents is they have the ability to somebody drive by their open house, and a text alert pops up on their phone saying, hey, there's an open house nearby. Click here to see details about it. They open up the text alert, and it goes right to a whole description about the house, how much square footage it has, click to call to the agent, click to get driving directions, open up Google Maps, and go right to the open house.
That's really beneficial for realtors and probably a lot of other businesses. The list goes on and on. It's basically endless. Retail.
I was going to say, I get retail things. I walk through the mall, and as I pass stores, I'll get sales things. And I didn't realize that I had opted in through the app. I was trying to figure out, how did they do that?
Yeah, the technology is changing now. It's a lot more interactive, a lot more personal. So this way it can really get down to giving people value without having to go out there and spend crazy money. I mean, think about it. Like people doing flyers. They're paying every single flyer, every single postage to get a 1% response. So 99% of the people didn't even bother to review it or look at it versus going out and sending out a text alert to people who have seen value and or the really the benefit that we have with working with somebody like, you know, expert in lead generation is they can put you in front of the types of people that are your buyers, the people that are your target market. And there's so many different ways now using online sources to be able to find that and really just put your message in front of those types of people. So you're being very niche and putting yourself out there so you're not wasting time and effort
wasting
putting
all,
in front of people who are going to see value.
That target market.
Manny, we've only got a couple of minutes left. I hear you have a very interesting life story. Can you tell us in just a couple of minutes?
Oh, sure. So I was orphaned at 18 months. My mother was living in a car with me and my half-sister. And Child Protective Services was called by someone. I don't know who, but they told them that we were living in a car. So we were taken away, and I was jumping around to foster care, and was adopted and returned 7 times, and finally adopted for the 8th time to a family, and grew up really not really having a lot of success around, but, you know, took that and really wanted to make sure that I made a difference with it. So I wanted to really go out there and create a company that was unique and something that could really help and give people an opportunity to see that whatever you come from, you can go out there and you can make it better and you can, you know, change lives. And what I do with my company is I want to give as much back to, and really show, you know, young kids that no matter what your background is, I mean, I'm an orphan that didn't really have a lot to look forward to growing up. And for me, I took that and said, let's start a business. Let's do something that I love to do and find a way to get paid for it and you know, make that into a living instead of doing something I don't want to do just to make a paycheck. So, you know, a portion of our company goes to, you know, helping foster kids and orphans and things like that. And, you know, what I want to do is really be an example to show wherever you come from, you can do whatever you want to do. And take that story and be able to go up to orphans and show them how to do this as well.
I had a nice talk with Manny, and I'll tell you, the foster program and the interest he has in that, it's really, I could see in the future it's going to benefit so many kids. And, you know, Manny, you know, we're going to do this Hope Tour, and we're going to get together on working with the foster kids and the different programs and, you know, teaching them all this. And, you know, there's so much potential out there, and you don't want it to go to waste, you know.
Absolutely. So, exactly. Manny, if somebody's interested in getting an app for you, from you, or having you design an app, or just getting in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
If they go to mannysapps.com, that's mannysapps.com, you'll see a little bit about me, my story. You can see a lot more than what I could share in these few minutes. So you can see some examples of the people I'm working with, like Les Brown, Sharon Lecter, a lot of big names that I've built some apps for. And my focus is really, you know, if I can learn from them as much as I can see how they become so successful and be able to show them how this technology can help them grow their business, that's really what I've been set out to do. So if you go to mannysapps.com, you can learn a lot more about what it is that we offer and how you can get your own mobile app for your brand. And, you know, for me, it's first, I want to learn your story. You know, let me learn how you started your business, because I just have three simple questions, and you'll see when you get to that site how it all is structured out. And I really want to see how I could help you generate more leads, more sales, and more referrals in your business.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Manny. It's been great talking to you. Everybody go out to mannysapps.com and check out your own personal app. I think I might have to get an app. But thank you again, Manny.
Thank you, Manny, for coming on board with us. And we'll be talking to you. And we appreciate everything you're doing, too, and with the foster programs and that. So we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Well, the Easy Way app will be coming soon. So I'll be showing Eric everything broken down in just a few days. So it's in the works.
Sounds good, Manny. Thank you again. And we'll be we'll like to have you back, because, like you said, this stuff changes so rapidly. I mean, you really have to keep up with everything. And
there's a lot more than mobile out there that can help you grow your business.
There you go. Well, thanks again, Manny.
One tip of the iceberg.
There you go.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Ezizuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Ezizuli app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of his fun adventures. Easy Way has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Ezizuli app for free.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
And today is Cyber Monday, and some people don't have a clue what Cyber Monday is. Cyber Monday is when all the stores do their big discounts at their online stores. But you have to be careful, because sometimes there's really no discount involved. So hopefully, if you're going to be shopping today, Cyber Monday, that you've already checked out what the regular price is to make sure you're really getting a good deal. Now, a lot of them had doorbuster deals earlier this morning, but Cyber Monday actually started as early as Thursday of last week. They started on Thanksgiving Day, but you can still get some deals. Now, you can go online, go to just Google Cyber Monday deals 2015, and you'll have a whole list of stores. And we're talking major stores, JCPenney, Staples, Kohl's, and Walmart, all the major stores. You can also go to regular stores that don't have brick-and-mortar stores like Amazon, and they have deals today. It's a way that you can save money for Christmas on presents that you're going to buy for people or even things you're going to buy for yourself. But again, just a couple of warnings. Make sure that what you're buying is actually a deal. Make sure that they're not making up the difference in the deal on the shipping. A lot of people offer free shipping. Compare, compare, compare. Make sure that you're really actually saving money. And use a secure credit card or PayPal. Some credit cards have a thing where they just rotate your password or your number is so encrypted that the site itself doesn't really even know what your credit card number is. Make sure you use a secure way of paying for these things because, yes, they can steal your information off the Internet. I always recommend PayPal. PayPal guarantees that you'll get your stuff. Most of the time you can return it unless the site says that you can't. PayPal is kind of almost an escrow for your money between you and the merchant and the thieves. So I always say set up a PayPal account, safer than putting your credit card on the Internet. But if you must, use a credit card that you use strictly for the Internet. So if anything happens, you just cut off that one credit card. Now, I should practice what I preach, but I know that it really is good, sound advice. Again, happy Cyber Monday. Shop till you drop right from your bed in your pajamas today.
Okay, baby and boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Well, we have all this interesting technology, but the basic thing is we got to remember where we put our phone. Memory loss, memory tips. You know, it's a concern. Years of dealing with whatever, poor diet, alcohol, drugs, lack of exercise, lack of physical activity, it leads to possible ill health and memory loss over the years. And it's a concern for baby boomers. You know, you walk into a room and what am I doing here? In an article in healthguide.org, we misplace our keys. We forget names. What did we go back into the house for? You know, you're standing there. We could probably relate to that. And, when we're young, it's not that much of an issue. But as we grow older, we worry about that memory loss, and we don't want it to get worse. So while it's true that the brain changes, it's inevitable. But when it comes to aging, major memory problems are not one of them, believe it or not. It is important to know the difference between age-related forgetfulness and the symptoms that may indicate a developing cognitive problem. See, so basically a lot of times, you know, people would say, oh, when you get older, you know, the brain cells can't change, they stay the way they are, and a lot of that's not true. All this stuff can change. So I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. Memory and aging, what's normal and what's not, forgetfulness is it's a common complaint among older adults. You begin to tell a joke, a story, or whatever, and you forget the point. Well, it's frustrating. So, you know, this is the whole point. You know, guys, when you have a good exercise program, when you take a little time, they say it's so important, take a little time for medication. Believe it or not, that's high on the list. Do a little bit of yoga. Sleep good. You know, you want to get plenty of sleep. There are so many people, I'll tell you, this situation where people go in and they'll visit somebody in a nursing care home and they say, well, they have dementia. My neighbor, they said, well, he has dementia, he's 97. And yet when I went over there, yeah, it takes them a little while to get going, but it's because nobody talks to a lot of these people. You go to a nursing care home, they're sitting with no communication. And like Lester Cross Street, he didn't have any company. But when I would start talking to him, he knew all the technical data, all the stuff that when he was an engineer, it all comes out. And the point is, there are things you can do. There's different memory you can work through, like just going through a deck of cards. They had a scenario where they gave somebody a deck of cards. They say, see how many cards you can remember. And the average person would go through maybe five after they show them, 20 cards or so. He could remember the five, maybe six cards. Well, they did this research, and after 1 month, the person could remember 52 of the cards. And they say two of the top things that they work with were a juggler and a magician. Believe it or not, this psychiatric hospital worked with jugglers, and they said that the brain was stimulated because of the dexterity that was involved with it. And the magician, the mind in such a quandary. The mind was just trying to analyze how all this stuff worked. So I'm going to give you a couple of the top 10. I know we don't have a lot of time, but meditate. It's proven to be one of the simplest practices you can do to fight memory loss. Physical exercise and healthy foods. Research has proven that healthy regimen of exercise can improve brain health, and exercise increases yogin, Y-O-G-E-N, to the brain. And yoga is very important. It produces brain function, stores information. It may also reduce the risk of Parkinson's. So, these are a couple tips. Grouping and related words. Sleep is extremely important. So, these are a couple of the things that you can work on. We're going to go through more of this in future shows, but don't think it's the end of the line for the memory loss. When you're walking around, it's going to get worse. No, you can reverse the whole thing and be sharper than you were when you were younger. So this is all stuff we're going to work on. We're going to have future shows. In fact, next week, we're going to have more memory tips on how to improve the memory. So, Aretha, did you just remember?
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Well, you know what? The Easy Way magazine release party is December 19th. It's going to be catered. It's going to be catered by a chef who has actually cooked for Oprah. So you will be able to eat from the hand of the chef of Oprah, Anna Chef Anya. I can't say her last name, but it's going to be great food.
She's
going
to
be Larry
to be
Namer. He's a board member on Easy Way Broadcasting. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. You need to go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, on our fan page, and you can get all the information of how you can come. It's going to be held at a very exclusive location that you can't even get the address to unless you really plan to come. So go to the fan page and check it out. I want to thank Manny Lopez for being on the show today. Go to his page, mannysapps.com. Check out what he's got going on. And one of the great things that's going on is the Easy Way app. It's already out, but it's going to be new and improved and upgraded, and it's going to be just great. The television station is getting ready. All of this is going to be, really released on December 19th at the launch party. So you want to already have your membership in the Easy Way. And
Rita, the app will be coming out by Manny's apps, Eric's app, will be coming out soon. And I'll
I
be
thought
seeing
it was
you.
Out. The app's not out. I have the app.
I'm going to chime in here, guys. Hey, how you doing? I cannot have any indirect information. Here's what's going on with the app. The Eric Zulli app is out by my, which is a company that we worked with to do the Eric Zulli app. The Easy Way app is a completely different app. It is our network app for our radio, TV, and magazine, our promotional services, and our memberships. It's going to be a lot more exclusive. That is by Manny's Apps. Thank you so much. Great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank
okay.
You. So anyway, Rita, are you now? I'm going to be seeing you down there. Am I not at the launch? You'll be there.
Actually, and, I discovered today, just today, I was looking at the dates. I will not be there. I'm leaving town that morning.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And I didn't realize that until just this morning when I was looking at my notes. I leave for my trip on the 19th.
Oh, wow. And remember, Larry Namer will be there. Larry's the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and he was one of the pioneers in cable itself. And Larry's son, John, will be there, and John and I will be also introducing the launch of our Hope Tour, which I've talked to you about, and we're excited about that. It's going to be a totally exciting night.
I know. I can't believe I'm going to miss it. I cannot believe
it.
But I have to be on that boat.
There will be a lot of coverage. We have some very good coverage. And you should take a couple shots when you go on one of your little cruises. Give us a little brief of what's going on, what it's like. Take us on your tour.
I will. I'm actually going to do better on this trip of kind of documenting what I do. But, yeah, check us out on Facebook. Go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page. Go to Baby Boomers Live fan page. And, we are way over. We're out of time,
Rita,
but we just wanted
to... We're going to throw this in there, Rita. Our night over there on the 19th, Digitech will be showing it live. So you'll be able to see it. You won't be there. You'll be out in your boat. So maybe you should do that, too. You should do a live live performance.
And my Periscope. Eric's been Periscoping lately, too. Check Eric Zulli out on Periscope. Check Rita Gray out on Periscope.
Digitech
is all over the internet. We got to get you caught up, Jim. What can we say? But we're out of time. We want to invite
out of time,
all of you
guys
to come back and join us on Monday mornings, 10 a.m. every Monday morning. We're right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Jim, have a great week.
Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, and tune in next week, guys. So long.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.